I'm sure there are many Republicans who wish the race were all sealed up by now and that the rancorous and often nasty primary campaign had chosen a nominee. But remember, the field has narrowed. Just a few months ago, there were 9 candidates. Now there are 4. Of course, remember Pizza CEO Herman Cain. There was Minnesota Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, former Texas Governor Rick Perry, and former U.S. Ambassador and Utah Governor John Huntsman. And the first person to drop out of the GOP race was former Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty. He's since endorsed Mitt Romney for president.
I know all the candidates in the race for president in 2012. I know them. I respect them. But the next president is going to have to lead on the economy and jobs in a historic way. There's one candidate in this race who's unmatched in his skills and experience and talent when it comes to turning around this economy and growing jobs, and that's Mitt Romney. And I'm proud and excited to endorse him for president of the United States.
Governor Tim Pawlenty has been campaigning for the former Massachusetts governor as national co-chairman, and he joins us now. Thanks for joining us, Governor.
Delighted to be with you. Good morning.
I'm sure that Mitt Romney had hoped to come away with a broader sweep last night, but could you kind of characterize how do you think Super Tuesday was for Governor Romney?
Well, I think it was a terrific night for Governor Romney for this reason. We have a 4-way race that was playing out over 10 states, and he won outright 6 out of 10 of those, including the one that most people were focused on, which is Ohio, and did very well in several of the other states and came away with the biggest batch of delegates and a big lead in the delegate count. So this isn't over yet, and the race goes on, obviously. But last night was a big and good night for the Romney campaign.
On the other hand, with the amount of money that's in the campaign war chest for Mitt Romney, with the fact that he has been acknowledged as a front runner and the, some would say, inevitable nominee for a long time, many analysts, including myself, would have thought it would be easier by this time, that perhaps he would have sewed up the nomination. Why not?
Well, first of all, it's a 4-way race, and if you look at the delegate count, I think he's got more than all the other candidates, or the next 2 closest candidates for sure, combined, and he's done very well. Now, he hasn't won every state, but look, he came from behind big time and closed hard in Florida. He came from behind and won in Michigan. He came from behind and won in Ohio. So in these big states that have a large primary contest with a big diversity of voters, he did very well, not only did well, but came from behind. And so that shows, I think, a resiliency, a grit, and a strength of his campaign and him as a candidate and his vision for the country. Now, anytime you have 4 candidates that are, you know, seasoned, experienced, and resource candidates, it's no walk in the park. You're not just going to get coronated. So it's a battle. But he's doing well, and he's going to be the nominee.
We're speaking with Governor Tim Pawlenty, who's now campaigning for Mitt Romney as national co-chairman. And let me ask you, Governor Pawlenty, Mitt Romney at one point had said that he thought a tough primary season was good, that would mean that he was battle-tested and ready for the campaign against Barack Obama in the fall. Do you still think that's true? Because it looks as though this tough primary season, especially many of the nasty negative ads, are really kind of taking a bite out of the GOP candidates.
Well, there's, of course, been some back and forth. I think there's a lot of people who would like to get on with the nomination, but you can't just wish that to happen. You got to go through the process. The votes have to be cast, and you have to reach the magic number of delegates. And, of course, we have a recent experience with this where Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton battled it out for many weeks and months, even longer than this. And, of course, it was viewed by many in the Democratic Party as bitter or negative or hard-fought or damaging. And, of course, we know how that turned out for them. So I don't think you can look at any snapshot, any week, any day, and say, gosh, this is the final conclusion about how it's going to impact the election. And as you know, once you get past Labor Day, that final group of swing or independent or hinge voters decides the election, and most of them don't make up their mind until October. And many different things will happen between now and then. And if the main issue remains the economy, like I said, and you played it in your clip, clearly Mitt Romney's going to have a tremendous advantage there given his private sector experience.
So how do you respond to the talk that's begun to surface about a brokered convention or even a contested convention?
Well, I think that's just fanciful thinking. It's just Mitt Romney, if you look at the numbers, is on a trajectory to win the nomination. I know people, particularly in the TV shows and the like to speculate about that, but I think it's extremely unlikely to happen. Mitt Romney's going to be the nominee, and the talk like that is, I think, mostly just people speculating or engaging in hypothetical thinking. It's just not going to happen.
You don't think Sarah Palin's going to emerge in Tampa as the savior of the GOP?
No, I don't.
We're speaking with Governor Tim Pawlenty, who has endorsed Mitt Romney for president of the United States. So let me ask you about the trouble with the enthusiasm gap and the low turnouts in some of these primaries. And I guess the frustration among many GOP voters, is that going to be a problem in November?
Well, if you look at some of the, again, the big key states, the turnout in Michigan was one of the higher levels in the modern history of the country. And the demographic win that Mitt Romney had in places like Nevada and Florida were tremendous across various subgroups. And so I'm not worried about that. Again, in campaigns and elections, what's going on in March is important, but obviously what's going on in September and October is even more important in terms of that swing vote and how the election finally breaks for one party or one candidate or the other. And if you look at Mitt Romney's record, you know, people get to know him. He's a very gracious man. He's a conservative. He's a business leader. He's not spent his whole life in Washington, D.C. You know, these other candidates, namely Newt Gingrich and Rick Santorum, they spent basically their whole adult life in Washington, D.C., or in parasitic relationship with Washington, D.C. And if Washington, D.C. is defined as the problem, then we shouldn't send somebody there who basically has lived their whole life in that culture or is a product of that culture.
Last question for you. Have you reconsidered at all, or would you reconsider the decision not to be a vice presidential suggestion or a candidate?
No,
for vice
I haven't
president?
Reconsidered that. I've taken my name off the list. I think Mitt Romney, I've down that road before when John McCain was the nominee. Certainly was honored to be considered, but I want to help Mitt any way that I can, and I think the best way for me to help him is just to be a volunteer and speak on his behalf in places and to groups where he can't be and to give him some advice and some friendship and some encouragement. But as to the VP, that's not something I'm going to consider.
But you're saying at this point that Mitt Romney is the nominee. It just could take a while.
It's going to play out. You know, we obviously got to go and earn every vote. We don't take anything for granted. But if you look at the trajectory of this race, numerically, just setting aside the spin of the various candidates, I think it's pretty clear that Mitt Romney is going to be or is likely to be the nominee, and that'd be good for the party. He's going to be a great candidate and a great president.
Okay, so Tim Pawlenty, your suggestion for our playlist, a song that kind of characterizes the primary season at this point?
Well, given how tired the candidates are and how many stops they have to go through and the physical rigors and burdens that are placed on these candidates, I know it doesn't fit exactly, but I think Turn the Page by Bob Seger kind of captures some of that, being on the road, being on tour, and maybe for some voters they're ready to turn the page also, so maybe it has a dual meaning.
Oh, that's something that you'd expect, I guess, from a seasoned candidate. Tim Pawlenty, former governor of Minnesota, thank you so much for joining us.
Okay, thanks.
There I go. Turn the page.
That's Tim Pawlenty's song for our post-Super Tuesday playlist. You can give us yours at 877-8-MY-TALK.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.